You know, God wants every aspect of our lives and relationships to include Him. Hi, I'm Mark Gothier from Making Your Life Count. Mary Bodden says we must first be connected relationally to Jesus and then take the time to listen to Him.
I mean, my husband is my cheerleader. We've worked together so well, and it's a miracle. He's articulate, smart, but he just was so sad when this incident happened to our two boys that he just disconnected from everybody. And as a result of not reacting back to him, but trusting God and being his helper or helpmate, even helping him in his business and learning accounting, that earlier story, and just loving him back to connection.
Nudges from the Holy Spirit can come at any time and anywhere, and it's important to listen and obey.
I prayed for my husband, and I raised these issues respectfully, but I didn't demonize him, but I was lonely for quite a while. And then God spoke to his heart, and I'm so thankful because he's a good man. He just was hurting. That's the best story of all, to see how God does work. But I don't think people really understand that you have to keep connecting to God relationally. Information is great. Bible study is great. But the relational connection in prayer is a back and forth. It's a listening. It's a conversation.
Always be ready and receptive to follow God's leading in all of your relationships. You'll be amazed at the results. For more exciting examples on how God can use you, go to crew.org. That's CRU.org.